Speaking at a public meeting earlier today, as part of the Ideas Festival organized by Bulawayo Agenda, residents said council needs to take into consideration the impact of the relocation on informal traders. They said although council will relocate some traders, this will be a small number since most of those plying their trade at these terminals do not even have council vending licenses. The council will be turning the Bite Street terminus into a mall and a regional transport hub after awarding a 59 million tender to a South African civil engineering company, Terracotta Private Limited. Informal trader Edward Ndlovu said vendors have no job security and therefore any loss of income will prove devastating to families who entirely depend on informal trading. Barbara Tanyanyiwa is a provincial executive member of the local chapter of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. She said half of those who are considered to be employed in the country are informal traders, and as a result, there is need for government and local authorities to ensure that they are protected. She added that in most instances, whole families are in informal trading, which means that if there's need for relocation, as in this case, families' livelihoods are destroyed. She said although the government includes informal traders in employment statistics, this is not evident when workers' rights and security are discussed.
Most people are now employed in the informal sector. And we cannot say they are employed as such because there is no employer. Most of them, they are self-employed. And those that employ, most of them, they employ their relatives, children. Find their children, they are the ones that are selling for on behalf of them, their relatives. And really, they are not being awarded according to the work that they are performing.
Bulawayo Agenda Executive Director Thabani Nyoni said the issue of the relocation of informal traders from Bite Street bus terminus needs to be discussed so that a solution is found for addressing the concerns of local people. Nyoni said his organization is committed in providing space for residents and citizens to discuss issues of governance and livelihood, and they are proud to present the Ideas Festival, which is running for the sixth year.
The Ideas Festival is generally a festival of bringing civil society organizations to do exhibitions where citizens are able to engage with their government, engage among themselves, demand a fair share in terms of decision making, and also begin to contribute to the national discourse among many debates.
The Ideas Festival is running until November 2nd. Bulawayo Agenda will also be hosting a peace conference tomorrow and another public meeting on deindustrialization on Friday. The festival is running under the theme Reimagining a Republic of Ideas. Reporting for Studio 7 in Bulawayo, this is Notando Spanda.